Okay, good evening. This is the last time we're going to do before Pesach, so I wanted to do some Pesachtik inyan over here. This is from Ismaima Chachma, where we will learn it once it's one is Mamarim. And included in it is a little bit of different Avodas Hayom of different Tovim, and he has something about Leila Seda. And Kedarko Bekodesh, like we've seen, he puts a lot into a few words, and each word needs something. Hine b'yitzias Mitzrayim nivru Yisrael v'nivdalu min ha'amim lios mis'alem m'madregosom m'madregos henushis achumris v'lios ru'uyim lis'ata v'atar sektusha. Now, we tend to start Yitzias Mitzrayim with our hardships. In other words, we were oppressed in Mitzrayim, things were terrible, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard our pleas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. That's the story, that's normal. That is part of the story. That's not the big story. The big story is similar to what the Kuzari says. The Kuzari says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to make a good world. The world that it should have been Adam Rishon failed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept trying to bring out a nekuda from the world which would be good. He kept going, and just like you would, the same way when you're growing a crop, you look for the good crop, and he kept going and waiting, and till he found Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was good, so he started being the top with Avram. Yitzchak was that seed. Yaakov, finally Klal Yisrael. But Klal Yisrael also had to undergo a process that would make it fit to become that nation. So we have to ask ourselves, and this is something that's really, it's simple, but it's something that people don't catch on to. Going to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu predicted beforehand, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gozerit. Why? Geryeh ba'zarach ba'zloy lehem, ba'avodim v'inoysom. Very, very unclear what Avera, just Chazal say, Ma'eda, but it seems a process that was necessitated. So going into Mitzrayim was already part of a process that was started before, and the process was a mahalach that would take Klal Yisrael and turn them into the klal that is worthy of being a different nation, a nation different than the other Umas Olam, and to bring out the Gula. So in Yetzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was Nivrar and Nivdal. I want to zero on those two words, because those two words are words that appear in quite a few places. The word Nivrar, Birurim, is a word that is used commonly in Kabbalah-like terminology, see this in other places, which it means that a big part of Avoda is Birur, being able to distinguish the wheat kernels from the chaff, and the toiv from the ra, and the kodesh from the choil. So being mevar, the backdrop to it is that a lot of kedusha was lost in the world, and part of avoda is to be mevar those nekudas, to pick out the needle in the haystack. That's one. And he says, it is to be mavel them, to make a clear definition which distinguishes Klal Yisrael from the Umas HaOlam. It's fascinating. There's a Meshech Chachma who says, it says that he has like this. It says Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim b'schus l'shinu shmam l'shenam albusham and so on. So he says, I don't understand how that would be the schus. He said these things are maybe minhagim, levusham and the shmoisam and leshainam. I mean, they don't count as being mitzvahs. On the other hand, they were doing all averis in the book. So how could it be that because of this, they were deemed because of that schus? So, and he brings conscious from you see later in Bayis Rishon that they were much better in ruchnius and yet they had the churban. So his basic point is he's like a pasuk. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two tkufis in Klal Yisrael's ongoing is saga. One is that tkufa in Klal Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, and they are in the format that they need to be, and then the focus of avodah is Hashem, is doing what they're supposed to do, and if they do avodah zarah, it's terrible, and they get thrown out and so on. But when Klal Yisrael is in Golus, mixed in with the other, retaining a separation with Umas Olam, retaining the Shem of Klal Yisrael, and that's why those qualities were the ones that are most critical ones when they were in Mitzrayim. So it wasn't a question of how much Averis, how much Mitzvahs. Was a question really of the Havdalah and the distinction. So Klal Yisrael was Nivrar and Nivdal, that to become to be Mis'ala on this Nikud, on this axis of Madrega Nushis, and to be Ruah L'Sa'atav Sakdusha. Uma Shad Oysa Zman Ayachoshech Achumris Misgab Beguf. Until that point, the Chumrius, which included all of humanity, including Klal Yisrael, blocked the aura of Kedusha that had not been seen. Hine, achas shesov Yisrael la'inui v'ashibir agadol shesovlu, nispaisa minis adin, v'nisha mekatrik v'limane, v'nizmenu le'or ba'or elyon. So he says, because of these Yisurim, Klal Yisrael was able to be mashtik the mekatrig and to be roy for that. Let's give some hesbro to what it means to keep the kateger appeased and so on. You find this type of lashon has kateger nasaneger. You have keilu the kateger was happy, satisfied with it. What does that mean? So it means as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to run the world in a way that there's din and dayan, in a way that this world has in itself it expresses an emes that is visible. When we say that the world has midas hamishpat or midas hadin, it means that we can clearly define what each of these are. An example: when I play favoritism, a mashal, I have workers or students or children. So, if I make criteria for success or reward that are based on objective metrics, I can be mafkin, I can say, okay, anyone who gets over 90, anyone whose attendance is perfect, anyone's this, anyone's that. So fine. So that becomes a clearly defined mahus. But if I play favorites, it's, I don't know. So I can't say, why did Reuven get this award, not Shimon? Because I like Reuven. There's no objective way of describing it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to run this world in a way that objectively defines what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes and doesn't like. And therefore you have a system of din that is really kind of blind to any favoritism, and it's and it decides things based on, you know, right or wrong, bad or good, and it doesn't allow for any type of favoritism. That is Midas Hadin. And that's why this world is so critical, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants things to flow into this world. In this world, you have to have concrete and solid points and so on. The same thing with Klal Yisrael. The Kitrug of the Malachim was Haloda Verazer, Haloda Verazer. The Boh over the Verazer. So why are you picking favorites? Okay, you're entitled. Hashem is entitled to pick favorites, but you can't tell me that the world is going to be affected by somebody who is chosen because he's a favorite. The world can't connect to that. Marshall, imagine that and I point to kids and I say, and I make them very praiseworthy. I say the following boys are amazing and they're good because they know so much, they study so much, whatever, I give them Musa Shmuz. So that can work. Let's forget about all the other stuff of you know, people being upset or jealous, but unless it works. So now I hold up a standard and I say, you know, they have done better than anybody on the test. They have a better attendance or whatever. If I use the other method, then I just play favorites. That's not a hashpah on anybody. That's not going to, no one will say, wow, look at this guy. He's the best. He's considered the best bracha. He's the best bracha because I like him the best. He's my best friend, or he's my best friend's son, or whatever. So in order for Klal Yisrael to be able to realize their role, Midas Hadin has to at least be satisfied that they're different. The suffering we went through set us aside. And it suffered, and the simplest reason is suffering is something that ennobles a person, makes a person much more noble. It whittles away at his gashmias, and he becomes a more refined person. So Klal Yisrael's going through it in Mitzrayim was strong enough to be able to shake off the Midas Hadin and have Midas Hadin sign off on it. So So the suffering that we had prepared us in a way where it became clear that we can be an Ama Nifchar. That is what happened Leil Pesach. V'hine b'layla ze kol ze mischadesh u'misoyer mashnasa b'yishayna. It reawakens those in Yanim that have taken place. This is a klal gadol in all Zmanim, obviously, that the Zman reawakens all of the milas that happened at a certain time. The Zman is what every time the Zman comes, those oiris come again. That hashpah comes from Hashem Baruch Hu. That becomes the siyua for the gula achrayna. So it's not just a very fortuitous night, it's a mazlika day, because that's when the first gula came. It's since what's this ayur is a type of havdol of Klal Yisrael, where Klal Yisrael's unique status is what comes to fore, and that's a... something that's going to bring the geula, so that becomes a vehicle for the geula sida. The omnam ika said it totally bedalat varim pesach matzimur v'dal koyzan v'yam. Ika said it's totally four things which are pesach matzimur and dal koyzis. A little bit of a hint: whenever you have four things, it's usually connected the four letters of the. The four letters of Hashem Havaya. He would not have had to list it as Dalet Varim, but rather because I think he's trying to hint at it, that these things, and he says so later on, that this has in itself the four dalat koises connected the gulos and so on. Hine tsiruf hagolus kabanu shezeh hoye mashetes Yisrael v'hoytzeis mazuma deshalar kavur kedusha. The zichuch that the gulos had done to them is what was metaya kol Yisrael and allowed them to get rid of themselves of the zuma. And that's what the mur is all about. Now, it gives us a tremendous insight into how to look at mur, because at best we look at mur as a contrast to allow us to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so we will look at the mur and how bad it was, and this makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nes as much bigger. That's how we normally understand the union of mur, of remembering the bad and so on. The way he's saying over here now is it's very different. Mur is what made us capable of the geula. It's such a different perspective than Balabatish. Balabatish, you say, we were in Golus, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us in Golus and took us out for freedom. But the real picture is very different. The real picture is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to become ro'ui, to be whatever we could be, and therefore he put us through Golus to get there. And therefore we eat the myrrh to commemorate that. Not just that remember how bad it was and therefore the rule looks better. To understand this point, so myrrh is a very important point. It's a very important achila. V'ulam, kishegi azman sheyigalu, chutzrech shegalem gilim or kdushas Yisparach, There is another chelik of avoda. A person can, within himself, work hard at taking I know what's within me, and I know how much kedusha is within me, and I can use that to get rid of things that are not kaddish. But ultimately, I can't move forward unless there's a ha'arim in a shemayim to schlep me. The pasuk says, "Mashreini achrecha v'narutza," pull me after you, and I'll run. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulls, then we run after him, because It's almost a paradox. Without a paradigm, without some adikasha, without something bigger, we don't have the ability to really strive to become bigger or better. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to send down a ha'ara to us, which will help us rise to the occasion. And that ha'ara is called, that's Mishchu Chulachem. And it meant there was a gilui of oyer kedushasoi where the neshamas could be nizdabik and follow that. Now that what that, so Korban Pesach is a ha'ara milamala that allows us to follow through. Uboy nema lahem mishchu. Now, let me add one more point over here worth mentioning. There are madregas. The Mesillas Yesharim goes through different madregas of Avodas Hashem. How to do it, what to do, how not to lose it. Kedako. When he gets to Kedusha, he says Kedusha is beyond a person's efforts in its total picture. First is Mekanesh Asmin Lamata Ma'at, and Mekanesh Asmin Lamala Harbe, and so on. Kedusha is already a Madrega that part of it is me and my avoda, and part of it is a gift in a shemayim. So here he says over here also, mishkul chu is that in order to go past ourselves, we need to have an ara malamala to bring us up. I want to talk a little bit about this. He says they need a gilim ark to shosay by yisdabek hashem to Israel and so on. The what he's saying over here is that a person can't get higher than where he is. You can stay away from averus, you can do mitzvahs, but you can't become a bigger person unless you have something that's pulling you upwards. Because it's no longer an issue of running away from what's beneath you. You need to actually move forward to something else. That's the penis mishul kru. So therefore, that's the second step. So the first step is the murr. The second step is the geula and so on. And then he says, in order for Kleisel's guf to be roy for the oyer and so on, needed she is zuna zayin yom eila bishana min amatsa she mazav klinzeitz toiv levadi esor klal. The body needs to be nourished from the matzah for these 7 days. Ubi yois nizayinim zayyam eila. It will leave a reshim on the rest of the year. So the idea of having the a person is whatever it is that is feeding him, charging him, however you want to describe it. Lamarshal, how fast my car goes. It depends on the engine, obviously. It also depends on the fuel that it's using. Putting in the wrong fuel will not allow the engine to keep that. A person's, the level of which a person can accomplish, the level at which a person can accomplish really depends on the person, on the diary of the person. So Kolzman, we are involved in a physical world, and that is what feeds us. Now, the word feeds us in the bigger picture here doesn't mean the stomach, literally. That's a minor type of feeding. Imagine a person has some sort of hobby that is very, very involved in sports, music, something. And this is what he lives for. This is what he strives for. So there the person is really, really involved in something else. The person's mohus is in something else. We are what we eat. In other words, whatever it is that's nourishing us, giving us a life, is what gives us, it is really at the end of the day, what has the final say over us. So the feeding off matzah for 7 days, since matzah is a very refined meichel, and matzah is something really that is not gashmi, it therefore changes us or allows us to be very ruchni. And if we are Nisa now, then it leaves the ration for the rest of the year. I want to, I want to use this. This word is used many times in context. It was the muzzin, the pinnace, it's a taiv, it was the muzzin, the guf, and so on. Every person has what he lives for. Every person. This is why I kill myself to work. This is what I want. And usually the best indicator of that is, what does a person run off to do? Either when he's just finished working or if he manages to do it when he's working. What does he strive for? What does a person want? And that really defines the person. Wherever the person's rutzen is, that's what the person is. So even though we only have it for short week of Pesach, but it leaves over a rush on a person so that he's ready for Kedusha all year round. So we have, let's just recap these three. Maror, we have three items that are really there to bring out Klal Yisrael's best. One is the Maror, which is the suffering that we went through as something that made us, that ennobled us. Let's spend a minute talking about this also. There's Chazal speak about Yisroel being mechaper, you have to have kavana for it, and so on. Yisurim, the positive, people speak about a positive attitude about Yisurim. They always think of it in terms of winning a lottery ticket afterwards. This would have happened to him. That's a type of logic that really has no end, and that type of logic also, at some point, there can't be anything worse than dying or whatever it is. So that's not a very, very good model to use when explaining this other chelik. A much better model is that a person. So to say that a person's without the certainty be worse off, at some point you just can't say it anymore. The person dies, so you don't have it. But what you mean to say is as follows, that everything that happens to a person changes the person. And that change is something which is good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly looking for ways to make us into better people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, what's the right word for it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's toolkit is huge. It's much, there's many, many tools available. The point is to bring out from us Hashkacha is understanding, and Emunah is understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working at bringing out the best from within us. We hope, and by the fact that we're conscious that that's what he's doing, so when we mispal not by Chaloyim and Neroyim and so on, we're basically saying that, yes, the Yisurim themselves have a positive goal, but they also carry a negative of it. But understanding that at the end of the day, that's what we're talking about over here is the what a person get out of this Indian over here. So we have the Golus, we have the Korban Pesach, and we have the Matzah. Those are the three which have that this is what turns us into people fit for Geula and so on. Then we'll see Dalit, we'll see some other time. He speaks about the different cases and the different klipas. Not for now. Okay, I'll go upon if we have time for a quick question or two. Anybody wants to ask or say or whatever? Correct. Okay, so Chag Kasher V'Sameach, and Bez Hashem, we hope to resume. We'll resume after Pesach. Bez Hashem. Kol Tov HaGadol. Stop recording here. Yeah?